Hello, everybody. PC Mike Wendland here with my Audio Boo report, and this might be the first of the only ones for this week, because I'm heading into AT&T's dead zone. Well, I don't know if it's quite that bad, but I'm heading up for a vacation in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and if you look elsewhere on my PC Mike blog today, you'll see why I call it the dead zone, because it's one of those areas where AT&T and the iPhone just don't work very well. There's no 3G coverage up where I'm headed, any place really up north of Bay City in the state of Michigan, which is right where the thumb joins the rest of the mitt. And that's where I'm going. That's the end. I'm going way past that, and that's the end of 3G coverage. Now, you know, AT&T's coverage, I will give them credit. They put their 3G map up online. You can look at it. You can check it. Now, you check Verizon, for example. My wife has a Verizon phone. I wanted to see how her coverage is. And they're sneaky little rascals. They put up a map which purports to show coverage all over the country. But you really have to look carefully at the map, and they don't say whether it's 3G. They use all sorts of other names for their services, like enhanced services and data only. And if you look at the fine print and the asterisks, it seems like they're really saying that their 3G coverage ends a lot shorter, too, although it goes pretty much up I-75, the main north-south route in Michigan, and really a route that goes all the way down to Florida. And their coverage is arguably much more comprehensive in the country, but it's hard to figure out where their 3G goes. AT&T at least tells you theirs is pretty miserable. So I don't know. I won't have. I may have some voice connection, although they tell me that's pretty rough up where I'm going, at least with AT&T. And it's like this all over the country. I don't mean to be whining about my coverage on my vacation, but if you take a look just about anywhere, if you do any traveling, you'll see that coverage depends on where you are. If you're in a major metropolitan area, the iPhone and AT&T work pretty well, but it doesn't take very far out of that to find it dropping down to that edge service that AT&T, their sort of second-tier service, which is pretty miserable. Most of my iPhone apps won't even work on that. So that's why I call it the dead zone coverage of AT&T. And that's why so many Verizon customers are looking forward to the purported January sale of the iPhone on Verizon. Neither Verizon nor Apple will confirm this, but it looks like early contracts with some Chinese manufacturers that Apple has been working with to build a CDMA phone have them producing it in December, which suggests an early 2011 sale with the iPhone on Verizon. We've been wrong before, and these rumors may be wrong again, but it seems inevitable that the Verizon will go from AT&T. I'm saying that all wrong, aren't I? It seems inevitable that Apple will give Verizon the contract eventually, because they're saturated on AT&T. They've really sold almost all I think they can, although there's some they'll renew. The next big market will be on Verizon, and, you know, money always counts. So anyway, the dead zone of AT&T, that's what a lot of people have complained about. AT&T has improved their coverage. They really have. They've done a much better job in big areas, but in the boonies and the hinterlands, it's still pretty shaky. And that's why I say this is going to be the longest trip I have done without high-speed internet on my mobile phone, let alone where I'm going. I think I have to go into town and find a library to hook up with a broadband connection. But everybody tells me that will be good for me, right? We'll find out. Hey, that's my audio boo. I'm off on vacation. You have a great week. I'll see you next week. I'm PC Mike Wendland. Meantime, check the PCMike.com website. We update automatically all the tech news as it happens. Remember, if it works and you can afford it, it's already obsolete.